Chapter 48. Jenny Bird's brother. Well, why not keep it all in the family? Kovac thought as he sped back toward the Moore house. David Moore wanted his wife out of the way. Jenny Bird wanted Carrie Moore out of the way. And she happened to have a brother willing to do the job for $25,000. Neat and tidy. What a pack of mutts. David Moore, his junkie whore girlfriend, and her brother, the hitman. Donnie Bergen was slender, with shoulder-length blonde hair. The cops on surveillance had seen the nanny Saab come out of the garage Saturday night with the slender blonde nanny in it. The car had backed out of the garage in the morning with a slender blonde behind the wheel and driven away from them. They hadn't thought anything of it. Moore would have given him the security code, which explained how Bergen gained entrance to the house without setting off the alarm. Now the question of what might have happened to the nanny took on a more ominous tone. If Donnie Bergen was willing to kill Carrie, Anka Jorgensen might have been his first target. He might have killed her to get her car to gain access to the Moore house via the garage. One hand on the wheel, one on his cell phone, Kovac speed-dialed Liska. She answered on the second ring. What's up? Are you at the station? Yeah, why? I need you to run a couple of names through the system for me. Virginia Bergen and Donnie or Donald Bergen. Donnie Bergen is the guy on the tape from the hotel bar, she said. I know. How do you know? Tippin recognized him. He has a frighteningly extensive store of knowledge about the porn industry. Porn? Kovac said, confused. What are you talking about? Long Donnie Bergen, porn star extraordinaire. What are you talking about? He's Jenny Bird's brother. Their mother must be so proud. Now what? Send someone to his apartment. If he's there, which I doubt, pick him up for questioning. He gave her the address he had badgered out of Jenny Bird. I'll send Tippin, Liska said. He can get an autograph from his hero. Kovac could feel his blood pressure rising again. His head began to pound like a bass drum. David Moore, you motherfucking son of a bitch. David Moore, his junkie whore girlfriend, and her brother, the porn star hitman. How much deeper into the shit could this creep go? He didn't delve into Moore's connections to the porn industry. At the moment, he didn't care. His immediate fantasy was to drag Moore into a small room and beat the answers out of him, then beat him some more, just on principle. That fantasy played over and over in his mind, making him angrier and angrier as he drove back to the Moore house. By the time he pulled into the Moore's driveway, he was breathing hard and his neck felt hot. News vans had descended on the block again as news of Carrie Moore's disappearance had leaked. A mob with cameras, all of them shouting at once. They sounded like a cloud of locusts swarming. Kovac ignored them, stalking past the uniforms who stood guard at the door. Inside the house, he turned and went straight for the den, where he could see David Moore standing in front of the fireplace. Logan stood with his back to the door. A third man was talking to Logan. Moore's eyes widened as Kovac came into the room, striding straight for him. You spineless piece of shit, Kovac shouted, jabbing an accusatory finger at Moore. You fucking spineless piece of shit. You and your junkie whore girlfriend and her porn star brother are going to rot in prison till the day you die. Moore jumped back, knocking over the fireplace tools and tripping on them, falling against the wall. Logan yelled, lunged, and grabbed Kovac, banding his arms around Kovac's shoulders. The third man ran backward out of the way. Kovac kept on shouting, kept trying to move forward, struggled to break free of Logan's hold. I'll fucking nail your ass to the wall! You are done! You are over! Kovac! Logan shouted in his ear. I don't know what he's talking about, David Moore shouted.